The International Committee of the Red Cross has been providing hundreds of thousands of Somalis with food, water, and other aid. Last year, it distributed food aid to nearly 500,000 people. ICRC spokeswoman Anna Schaff tells VOA this aid will continue and even increase because of the deteriorating humanitarian situation in the country. She says hundreds of thousands of Somalis are not able to feed themselves without outside support. She says the agency will provide other emergency assistance, such as clean drinking water and shelter.
And we do have a lot of medical programs in Somalia. We do, for example, support the two main hospitals in Mogadishu, who are receiving lots of the war wounded in the capital. There are Kisani and Medina hospitals, where there are Somali surgeons working, but the ICRC is regularly supplying medicine and medical material.
Schaff says people in Somalia have become almost completely dependent on international aid because of the fighting, the drought, and floods. In addition, she says the world economic crisis is making it difficult for people to buy food, travel, or engage in trade. The intense fighting that resulted in displacing hundreds of thousands of people in Somalia has subsided. For now, the fighting is sporadic. But Schaff says civilian casualties are an ongoing concern, particularly in urban areas. She says in a densely populated area, it is more difficult to ensure the safety of civilians who often are caught in the crossfire.
Also, the problem there is that many people who are wounded don't have direct access to medical care. So sometimes, as it is too dangerous to actually bring the wounded people to the hospitals or to other medical facilities, they need to wait until the fighting is over and can then actually go to hospitals. So sometimes they have gunshot wounds that are 2, 3, 4 days old and that are a lot more difficult to treat than if they would be treated immediately.
Schaff says the ICRC is one of the few organizations that still is working in Somalia. She says it is able to go to conflict-affected communities in remote areas because of its good contacts with the various warring parties. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.